this happened back in 2014 and is one of the scariest things that's happened to me. Now, I'm not going to say specifically where I live, but I live in an area that has beautiful mountainous regions and clear lakes. I live probably only half a mile from this, so very often I'll drive up with me and Winston, my dog, and we'll take a lovely long walk along this trail. Now I do this very regularly, probably 5 times a week. I don't really care how long I'm out for, because it's such a beautiful sight, and to be honest, I just like being alone in my thoughts. So I was walking along this trail, probably around 7 p.m, when I see a man in the distance. Now, it's not necessarily uncommon to see people on this path, but it's also not common, so I'm always a little bit wary, but for the most part, the majority of people are fine. So I just kept walking. The man was a distance away, so I wasn't too concerned. We keep walking and take another path. Now, to describe this path a little bit, it's one of those paths with lots of little stones and rocks on it, so you can hear people coming behind you. Obviously, there's not many people on this path, so I can't hear anybody, but sometimes Winston can be a little bit noisy, and he just barks at random birds and whatnot. Sometimes even barks at leaves. He's kind of weird like that. So we're walking along the path for another half an hour, when Winston stops and barks in the distance. He's pointing his nose just to the left, and I can't really figure out what he's barking at. I just shrug it off as he's barking at pretty much nothing, as always. Then I see some movement just behind a tree, really far in the distance. I'm kind of confused, but I shrug it off as it's probably a deer or something. I don't really know. By this point, it's kind of late, so I decide to turn back and walk back to where our car is. So as I'm walking back, it's pretty much pitch black at this point. I'm just trying to follow the path and get us back to the car safely. That's when I hear footsteps behind me. Like I say, you have like pebbles and rocks on the ground near me, so you can hear when people are coming behind you. It didn't sound like it was too far in the distance though this time. It sounded as though the person was 15 feet behind me maybe? I can't really tell. I turned around and lo and behold, I see a man, maybe the same man that I saw in the distance earlier, walking back behind me. Maybe he was just walking the same direction as me. I don't really know, but nonetheless, I was a bit creeped out. So I decide to take an alternative path that I know leads back to my car. So I turn off on this path and the man keeps going the same way, so there's nothing to worry about. He's gone as far as I'm concerned. That's when Winston stops and barks again, but I didn't hear anything behind us. Suddenly, I see the man is about 20 or 30 feet in the distance. That's when I get scared. I pick up Winston because he's a really small dog, and I run as fast as I can down the trail. At this point, I drop down and hide behind this big broken log. Now I say log, it's more of a tree trunk, and I stay completely silent, try not to give away my breathing, and hopefully Winston doesn't make any noise either. That's when the man jogs past and stops for a moment, looking around. I can feel my heart in my mouth as I'm praying that Winston doesn't bark and notice what's going on. I keep stroking his head, and we're just looking up at the man, looking around to figure out where we went. That's when he just takes off and continues on down the path. I leave it maybe 15 minutes, and then slowly walk back to my car. Thankfully, the man was nowhere to be seen. Now, I drive home, and I'm pretty spooked out. I feel stupid for putting us in this situation in the first place, as we shouldn't have gone out that late. Thankfully, nothing ever came of this situation, but I don't know why that man was running after us, or following us in the distance. Hi everyone, it's me again. I actually forgot to mention that I had another scary experience on this exact same path just 2 years prior to this incident. Now, for those of you who didn't read my previous post, this area that I live in has beautiful scenery. There's a mountainous region and beautiful clear lakes all around. I live probably only half a mile from this, and I drive up and walk my dog Winston there normally, but sometimes I just go on my own. This time, I was just going on my own. So I pull up and step out onto the path. I want to provide you with some scenery for what happened. I want to provide you with a picture of what this place looks like. So you step out. You're initially on this rocky path that has pebbles, rocks, and stones of all different sizes on it. The kind of trail where you can hear people walking behind you. There's a steep rock face that is probably at a 45 degree angle that leads to a lovely clear lake. And all around, there's these vast areas of mountains. Now, the path that you're on, of course, initially looks big where you're standing, but the more you look into the distance, the more you can see the path getting smaller and smaller as it loops and weaves around different areas of the mountainous regions, and you see it spring up in different areas that you didn't see before. It's a really lovely, beautiful path, and to be honest, I appreciate it so much. So, I start walking on this path. This is winter time, and the ice lake is completely frozen over. The rocks are really slippery, and there's not many people about. Now, I don't know if it's just me being stupid and not going out at the right time, or if I just love avoiding people and like being on my own, but I always seem to go out at late at night or around this time of year. So, I'm walking around this winding path, and I walk for probably 2 or 3 miles with my headphones in, just enjoying myself. Now, me being stupid, I get a little bit too close to where the rock face leads down at a 45 degree angle to the water, and I trip and fall down. I roll down probably 15 feet, 20 feet or something, and normally on any other day, I would land in the water, get up, shrug it off, and just be a little bit embarrassed for the rest of the day. But this time, I actually twisted my ankle, and I get up, and my ankle's throbbing, and I can't put any weight on it. This isn't the only bad thing. As I say, this is a particularly rocky path, and it's hard to walk uphill on at the best of times, let alone when you've fallen down off the side of the path, and all the rocks are icy. I try and get back up, but I can't seem to get my footing, and I keep sliding back down. Not to mention the pain of twisting my ankle. And as I mentioned earlier, no one really goes for walks at this time of year on the path because it's pretty dangerous and freezing cold outside, so I'm on my own. After about 20 minutes of trying to figure out how to get up and going 2 foot forwards and 3 foot back, I start to panic. I really don't know what I'm going to do in this situation, and my phone has no reception at all. I started to think of what would happen if I didn't get back for Winston, and if no one even knew I was here. What about when night sets and it gets even colder? What if I get hypothermia? I don't know what to do. So, it's almost as though survival mode kicks in my brain. I decide the best way out is to stay calm and think of a plan. On the frozen lake, I can see there's a big stick sticking out of it, probably only 3 foot away from where I am. I grab it and pull it as hard as I can and rip it from the water. So what I do from this point is sort of scoop myself up 2 or 3 foot and dig the stick into the ground and push with my good foot and push myself up a little bit further. It takes me maybe 20 minutes to get to the top of where I started, but it takes me maybe 20 minutes to get back up onto the trail, but I managed to do it. And with my ankle throbbing and completely swollen, and I'm so cold and exhausted, I make it to the top. It takes me another hour and a half or so to hop my way back to my car and get in. At this point, I can barely feel my fingers, and I'm so cold and in pain. I turn my car on, put the aircon on, and just sit there for a while, just trying to heat myself up. Despite my ankle being in absolute agony, I manage to drive my car back home and get back inside. Now, I know that many of you are going to say this is my fault and that I'm stupid, and I completely agree. I shouldn't have gone out on my own without telling anyone where I was, and I shouldn't have gone so close to the edge of the path. This could have ended a lot worse, in my opinion, and I know it's not going to be as scary as many other stories you read on here, but to me, it was one of the scariest things that's happened to me, and I'm always more cautious when going out at this time of year. This happened when I was younger, and the thought of it still scares me to this day. So, I and a lot of my friends when school was out used to go over this park and just chill out, We used to play football and card games and just hang out and do whatever we wanted to do. We stayed here probably 5 hours of the day and just did whatever we wanted to and just enjoyed our freedom. I had a friend that lived close to the park, so sometimes we'd go back to his house and just hang out and play some Xbox and order pizza and have drinks or whatever. But we always ended up going back to the park and just playing and hanging out. Anyway, at around 6 or 7 p.m., they locked up the gate to this park so no one could get in. Me and two other of my friends decided this might be a good time to jump over the gate and just have an explore. Now, looking back, I don't know what we were exploring. We used to spend all day every day in this park, so it was just exactly the same, just dark. But one of my friends mentioned that there was another area that he'd never been to. Now, this area was even further back than we used to play our games, and it led to a gate that had a warning sign on it. So we walked up and peered through the bars. It looked like it was just some kind of junkyard or something. We couldn't really figure out what it was, but there were warning signs and security signs all over, so I didn't think it was a good idea. Anyway, despite me not thinking it's a good idea, my two other friends thought it was a great idea. So even despite me warning them not to, they decided that they were going to jump over and said what's the worst that could happen. So they jumped over the gate, which, to be honest, I didn't want to do because of the spikes on the top, but they convinced me and I jumped over. Now, we were just having a wander around when a huge spotlight came on. That's when things went downhill quickly. All of a sudden, I heard a door open and a man shouting. I couldn't figure out what he was saying because my heart was beating so fast, and then I heard dogs barking. Me and my friends decided that we're going to quickly run round to the area that we jumped over and get back over the gate and sprint back. But as we did this, the man spotted us and fired a gun in the air. That's when we knew that this was a really bad situation and we'd broke into a place that we definitely shouldn't have. So all three of us jumped over the gate as quickly as we could with the dog running up to us and the man shouting and running too. We jumped over, our hearts in our mouths, and started sprinting back towards the gate that we came from. The man unlocked the gate and let the dog out, and the dog was chasing after us. Just as we got back to the initial gate that we jumped over to get into the park, we could see the man running towards us in the distance, and the dog had caught us up. Two of my friends had jumped over, but I hadn't yet. I was so scared that I was almost frozen. I was trying to climb up, but I couldn't. My hands felt like jelly, and my legs did too, and the dog bit onto the bottom of my leg. I felt this shooting pain rise all the way up the back of my hamstring and into my lower back. The dog bit again, and I knew that I was going to be bleeding, and that almost shot me into action. I quickly pulled myself over the gate and dropped down onto the other side, slamming on my left side. My friend really quickly picked me up, and luckily, my other friend had already gone over to our mate's house, who lived really close to the park. They opened the door confused, but we all just ran in and closed the door and explained the situation to them and told them to be quiet. Luckily, our friend did live so close to the park, though, because the dog and the guy with the gun came running through the gate, looking round for us. Of course, we were nowhere to be seen because we were in the house, and we could see him walking up and down the road looking for us with his dog. Now, I'm not saying the man would have shot us, or the dog would have eaten us alive, but I don't know what damage could have been done, or what kind of guy this was, and what he would have done with us. We clearly trespassed somewhere that we shouldn't have, and even though I knew it was stupid, we just wanted to explore. We weren't intending on doing any harm, but that guy didn't know that. Thankfully, our friend did live so close to the park, and we were able to get into a safe place quickly without him seeing. That's probably the scariest thing that's ever happened to me, and I still think about it to this day. The wounds on my leg healed, but I still have scars from when that dog bit me.